evening, church. Happy New Year.
恭祝大家新年快乐.
It's not Chinese New Year, but English New Year.
这个不是我们农历年的祝福, 是这个阳历年的祝福.
I really don't like Chinese New Year.
我不是很喜欢农历.
For one simple reason.
只因为一个缘故.
I've only got 3 kids to collect. But normally, in my church, I have 97 kids.
因为我只有三个孩子收取红包，但是我却要给九十，在我的教会有97个孩子收到我的红包。
And when the kids see me, they say, Pastor Miso, where's your red packet?
当他看到我的时候，就牧师，我的红包呢？
So I pray on Chinese New Year, I'm not well, I stay home and don't go to church.
Not
well, I'll be sick and stay home.
我希望呢，在农历新年的时候呢，我就生病，在家就错过那个派发红包的时间。
Amen. That was a beautiful portion of scripture that was read.
我刚刚读的是一段优美的经文。
That 22 verses put into perspective our lives.
短短的22节就把我们生命里头的观点给浓缩起来。
Those verses tells us what our existence is all about.
这一些经文呢，就告诉我们，我们生命里头所谓经历的东西。
In Psalms 118 verse 24, it says, "This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice."
诗篇118篇那里说到，这是耶和华所定的日子，我要在其中欢乐。
You know, God measures our lives by days.
你知道吗？上帝用什么来量我们的？ 生命呢，就是以日子来计算我们的生命。
The Bible even says to us to count our days.
圣经甚至告诉我们，我们必须要懂得数算自己的日子。
Every day is a God-given opportunity for us to do things and for God to do things in our lives.
每一天都是上帝赐给我们的，好让我们按他的旨意来行，也按着我们的需要来做。
You know, in our lives, we have many days that are important to us.
在我们生命中有许多的日子，对我们而言是重要的。
Here it comes. All right. We are looking forward towards Chinese New Year, Australia Day.
我们期盼这个华人农历新年的到来，还有这个澳洲的国庆日。
In one calendar year, there's so many special days.
你看。 在一年里面，我们的日历里头有这么多重要的日子。
I haven't added in my birthday.
我还没有把我的生日加在里头。
I didn't add in my graduation day.
我还没有把我毕业的日子加进去。
I haven't added in my wedding day.
我还没有把我结婚的日子加进去。
You know, there are many days for us to celebrate.
你知道吗？在生命中有许多的日子值得我们来庆祝。
And each day or each date is significant and important.
你知道吗？每一天、每一个日期对我们来讲都是有重要的意义。
Many of us, I hope those who are married, remember your wedding day.
我们许多人呢，都会记得我们结婚的日子。
I made the most unforgiving mistake in my life.
我曾经犯下一个不可。
I forgot my wedding anniversary.
我竟然忘记我的结婚纪念日。
And I was happily sitting in church.
我竟然很高兴地坐在教堂里。
Doing what a church pastor should do.
我就在做一个尽我牧者的职分。
And at 6:30 p.m., my wife calls me on the phone.
在6点半的时候，我的太太就打一个电话给我。
She asked me, "What are you doing?"
我说你在做什么？
I said, "What I normally do."
我就在做我平常所做的事。Are
you coming back for dinner?
他就问我你要不要回家来吃晚饭。
I said, "No, tonight I'll skip dinner."
我就告诉他，我今天不吃晚饭。She
said, "Do you have anything planned?"
你是不是有什么特别的计划？
I said, "I hardly plan today."
我根本没有什么计划。
And she asked me, "Do you know what day is it today?"
我说你知道今天是什么日子吗？
And I said, "It's Friday. I'm in church."
就是星期五，我告诉他是星期五，我就在教会里。
And my wife just kept quiet.
我的太太呢，就保持。
And she said, "I'll see you when you come back."
她说我等你回来，我跟你见面。
And I continued to talk in church.
我继续在教会里头聊个不停。
Played a round of pool.
我还在那里打桌球。
Never realize innocent. Innocent.
我没有发觉到我是清白的。
And then when I got home at about 10:30 at night.
当我回到家的时候已经十点半了。
I realized my wife didn't want to talk to me.
我发现到我的太太呢不要跟我讲话。
Normally when I come back, she'll ask me, "How are you? Are you okay? Did you have a good day?"
通常呢，我一到家的时候，她就问我，你今天好吗？你今天好不好啊？过得如何？
Do you want to have some supper?
你要不要吃一点食物？
And this time nothing.
这一次呢，竟然什么东西都没有。
And I asked my wife, "What's up?"
我就问我的太太发生了什么事情。
What's got into you?
哎呀，什么事情发生在你身上？
And she said, "It's you."
她说你就是那个问题。
I said, "I didn't do anything."
我说我没有做什么。
I'm a good guy.
我是一个好人。
I never do wrong.
我没有做错。
And my wife said, "Do you know what day is today?" I said, "Yeah, it's Friday."
我太太说你知道今天是什么吗？我就告诉她是星期五嘛。
And she had on the table my wedding certificate.
原来呢，她在桌子上放了我的结婚证书。
When I saw that, then it dawned upon me, "Oh Lord, forgive me."
当我一看的时候，我马上说，主啊，原谅我。
I said 1,001 sorries, but I don't know whether it's accepted, but my wife always reminds me, "Don't do it this year."
我道歉了1,000,000次，不过我太太告诉我。
I'm married for 31 years.
我已经结婚了31年。
The last 11 years, I've had every year I had a reminder. Please don't forget your anniversary.
在过去十一年呢，常常都有一个提醒，告诉我不要忘记我的结婚纪念日。
Don't be like me, please.
千万不要学我这个样子。
But you know, we record days of significance and special importance to us.
知道吗？我们把那些对我们有重要意义的日子，我们都把它记下来。
Don't believe in Valentine's Day, please.
请你不要相信那个情人节。
It's actually a very paganistic day.
因为情人节呢是一个非常
There's no biblical value of Valentine's Day.
没有圣经的根据。
But God allows us days in our lives.
但是上帝给我们日子。
There are a few days that are important and very significant to each one of us.
在我们每一个人的眼里，有一些日子是特别重要的。
Ecclesiastes gives a good understanding of a day to plant, a day to pluck.
传道书呢，给我们一个很好的一个看见，一幅图画，让我们看到有栽种有时，收成有时。
A day to live, a day to die.
生有时，死有时。
We like to hear living, but we don't like to hear about dying.
我们喜欢听到人家讲生的事情，不喜欢讲到死的事。
We like the good days, but we want to reject or deny the bad days.
我们要好日子，不喜欢不好的日子。
Every day is God ordained. Amen.
你知道吗？每一天都是上帝所命定的。
Every day of 2012.It's the day of the Lord for you.
我们今年每一天都是上帝所命定给我们。
How many of you viewed that movie 2012?
我们当中有多少人看过这部电影？
是
2012年，有没有啊？举个手。
They say 20th December 2012 is the end of the world.
这部戏说今年
20th December 2012.
今年的12月20日就是世界的末日。
Don't believe it.
你千万不要相信。
But however, if it is true, be prepared.
如果呢，万一是真的，你就要预备好。
So I've covered myself well.
所以我已经无可指责。
So when I go before God, I say, "God, I warned them; they didn't take heed."
如果上帝把我请去，我就说，上帝，我已经警告他们了，他们不听。
On a serious note, there are 5 days that are very important to each one of us.
你知道吗？有五个日子对我们每一个人而言都是非常重要的。
Number one, we all have a day of birth.
第一就是我们每一个人都有一个出生的日子。
We all have a chance or have had a chance to be born into this world.
我们每一个人都有一个机会，就是上帝让我们出生在这个世界上。
None of us just appeared zoop in our parents' hand. We all came through a birth.
我们我们当中没有一个人呢是突然之间来到世界上，而是上帝透过我们的父母。
And that's why we call it our birthday.
所以我们就称它是我们的生日。
You may not remember that day, but your family does.
你可能不记得那日子，但是你的家人会记得。
You know, sometimes kids talk, say things that really can blow your mind.
你知道吗？有时候孩子们的谈话呢，会带给我们很多的惊喜。
One day, many years ago, my youngest kid, who was about 3 years old.
有一天，我最小的孩子大约是三岁左右。
And we were talking about his birthday when he was born.
我们就在谈论他的生日，他出生的情景。
And then he interjected our conversation and said, "Daddy, I remember when I was born."
他突然间讲了一句话说，爸爸，我出生的时候我还记得。
I asked him, "What do you remember?" He said, "I remember I was born."
我问他，你记得什么？他说，我记得我被生出来。
I said, "You must be Jesus then."
我说你。这么讲，你就像耶稣一样。
We may never remember, but that day of our birth becomes a day of remembrance that we celebrate until we die.
我们可能不记得出生的时候的情景，但是我们的生日呢，成为我们一生都要庆祝的日子，直到我们死为止。
And our day of birth becomes the measurement of our years that we live.
你知道吗？我们的生日从我们生日开始呢，就成为我们计算我们生命的日子的开始。
For me, I've just closed 25 years. I'm 25 years old.
我刚刚过了25岁。
Did he say 25 or 75?
125.
But we all have a day when we will remember as our birthday.
我们每一个人都有一个日子，我们都记得是我们的生日。
And therefore, let me nullify this thought that we have gone through evolution. We were born.
让我在这里驳斥这个进化论的思想。我们不是进化而来，我们是出生。我们是生出来在世上。
We did not evolve from monkeys. We were born by the master handwork of God.
我们是借着上帝大能的手而出生在世界上。我们不是从这个猿猴子演变来
的。The psalmist says, "For I was fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God."
诗篇里头说到我们呢是按着神的奇妙的作为而创造的。
You know, I just trimmed my hair, shaved and trimmed my beard.
我刚刚呢剪了我的理发，剪了我的头发，还有剪了我的胡须。
Normally 4 months before Christmas, I let it grow and it grows long, because I'll play the part of Joseph. I'll play some part in a Christmas show.
通常4个月，在圣诞节4个月前呢，我就开始留这个山羊的胡须因为我要演那个夜色。
This year, I played the part of a wise man.
今年呢，我演的是那一个东方的博士。
And after the show, one of the kids came running to me and said, "Hey, Pastor Miso, actually, you look like Santa Claus."
是演完了以后，教会有一个孩子呢跑来跟我讲说，哎呀，牧师，你看起来其实比较像个圣诞老人。
And then he said, "If only your tummy was a bit bigger, you would look exactly like him."
哎呀，只要你肚子再大一点，再圆一点，就更加像那个圣诞老人。
You know, friend, God made us unique at the day of our birth.
你知道吗？上帝就在我们的生日那一天，把我们创造了我们的生命，我们是奇特。
But you know the unique thing about it? From the day we were born, sin was born with us.
可是你知道吗？当我们出生的那一天的时候，罪也跟着我们进入了我们的生命。
Even in that innocent little bundle of joy, sin had already come in.
纵使我们是很欢乐的迎接一个婴孩来到世上，罪恶呢也已经传递到他的生命。
The second day, which is of importance to us,
我们生命里头第二个重要的日子
is the day. Where did I put black? Did I put that color or did you change, Vincent? All right. Anyway, it's the day of salvation in our lives.
第二个重要的日子就是我们得到救恩，我们得救的日子。
Do you know in our lives, unknown to us, God has already ordained a day when you will be saved.
你知道吗？在我们的生命里头，我们还不知道之前，上帝已经命定有一天呢，是我们会得救的日子。
Each one of us, even the unsaved, has a day of salvation.
你知道吗？我们每一个人，甚至包括还没有得救的人，上帝都已经预备一个让他们得救的日子。
2 Corinthians 6:2 says, Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
哥林多后书第六章第二节那里这么说到。
Let me tell you, every... Oh, sorry,
let me... 因为他说，在悦纳的时候，我应允了你。在拯救的日子，我搭救了你。
You know, every non-believer out there has a day of salvation for him.
你知道吗？我们在教会以外，所有未信主的人，他们每一个人，上帝都给他们预备一个日子，等待他们得救。
Do you believe?
你相信吗？
How many of you who became a Christian, you chose the day? You said, I think in November 2009, I'll become a Christian. Or did God appoint the day for you?
我们当中多少信主的人，我们说啊，我们选择哪一天我们要得救吗？还是上帝已经预备了救恩给我们？
They are walking out there unknown, blinded to them, that they have a day of salvation for them.
我们外面的人，他们虽然不知道，他们虽然灵里没有看见，但是上帝已经预备了救恩给他们。
Let me tell you my belief about salvation.
让我跟你分享我得救的经历。
I believe when Jesus died on the cross.
我相信当耶稣死在十字架上的时候。
He died one time for all mankind.
他一次过死了，为我们全人类的罪而死。
And on that death, when he atoned the sins for men, he atoned for everyone, Christian and non-Christian.
对，十字架上的时候，他救恩是给我们普世，我们每一个人。
Thirdly, on that day he died, he had given eternal life to Christians and non-Christians.
第三就是当他死的那一刻，他已经把救恩也加给得救，还有没有得救的人。
The sad indictment of the church is this: we do not go out and tell those who are walking that you have a day when you will be saved.
那是很可惜的一件事情，就是我们没有出去告诉那些非信徒，就是主已经为他们的事。上帝已经预备一个日子给他们也能够得救。
They are walking out there and holding in their hands a gift from God, a gift of salvation.
他们在那里行走的时候，他们手中已经拿着上帝所给他们的礼物，就是救恩。
Unless you and I go out and show them how to unwrap, how to unpack, how to understand, they will never receive salvation.
除非我们出去告诉他们怎么样把这份礼物打开来，否则他们永远没有办法得到救恩。
I'm very passionate about salvation for those who do not know God.
我对那些未得之民呢的救恩特别的关注。
Many of you know me. I come from a good law background.
我们当中许多人知道我的背景，我是从我以前是从事法律的行业。
I gave up a good career just to go to the streets for the last 28 years and bring the gospel of hope to druggies, alcoholics, teenage gangsters, and kids out there.
我放弃了我的法律的行业有二十多年的时间，就为了要出去告诉这一些这一些吸毒这些犯罪人等等，就关于救恩。
And many people when they hear this, that there's hope, there's salvation, their eyes open up and they say, "I want him."
许多人当他们听到他们生命里头有盼望的时候，有救恩等待他们的时候，他们的眼睛就明亮。
The sad thing about some of us, someday we will die, stand before God and answer to God, "Why did you not go out and bring the good news?"
知道吗？有一天当我们站在神的面前的时候，我们每一个人都必须要交账。上帝会问我们：为什么你没有出去帮助别人明白救恩？
God has a day for them.
上帝给每一个人，给他们有一个命定的日子。
The Bible says they are walking in darkness.
圣经说，这一些未得之民都生活在黑暗的当中。
They're walking in blindness.
他们的眼睛是被蒙蔽。
They're walking in foolishness.
他们是过着愚昧的生活。
They're walking in lostness.
他们的在生命里头，他们已经迷失了。
Unless we go out and show them the truth.
除非我们出去告诉他们真理。
That's why for me, I am very proud of the day I got saved.
因此对我而言，我为我得救的那一天感到非常骄傲。
I remember vividly on the 1st of September 1973 when I gave my life to Jesus.
我记得很清楚，1973年9月1日，我把我自己生命 献给上帝。
And in June 1980, I gave my whole life in total service and surrender to God.
在1980年六月的时候，我全然的把我的生命降服在主的脚前。
And that day was a turning point in the rest of my life. I live until today.
那一天呢，从那天开始就成为我的生命里头的一个转捩点。
You enjoyed that day of salvation. Think about those out there.
你需要维持思想，并且为着你得救的日子来喜乐。
Help them to come to realize that there is a day of hope for them.
告诉许多人，告诉他们，他们的生命里头是有盼望的。
Many of you know me well. The day I got saved, my father chased me out of my home.
许多我们当中也听过我的见证。当我得救的那一天呢，也是同样一天，我的父亲把我逐出家门。
My family is a strong Freemason family.
我的家庭是属于这个美声会。
My dad comes from Germany, my mom from Portugal. Their whole family subscribe to the Freemason movement.
我的父亲是来自德国，我的母亲是来自葡萄牙。他们非常的相信这个美声会他们的信念。
And the day I got saved, I ran to my dad and said, Dad, this is what happened to my life. And I shared the good news. And he said, if you bring your Jesus garbage in here, you get out for the rest of your life. I'll disown you.
当我得救的那一天的时候，我就告诉我的父亲，但是我的父亲告诉我，如果你要相信耶稣的话呢，你就会被我逐出家门。
And my father legally tendered he disowned me legally.
我的父亲呢，甚至通过法律的途径呢，跟我断绝父子的关系。
And for 17 years, I never had a chance to come back home.
所以有17年那么久，我没有机会能够回去家里见我的父母。
But in that 17 years, I prayed and said, God, allow my dad's eyes to open and to see and to receive salvation into his life.
但是在17年的当中呢，我不断地为着我的父亲祷告，愿上帝开启他属灵的眼睛，让他能够看见救恩。
17 years, I grew up from a young man to become a pastor, to become an ordained minister. Yet I never had the joy of going home.
17年，我从一个平信徒到成为一个传道人，甚至成为一个暗地的牧者。但是我17年里面，我从来没有办法享受回家的那一种喜乐。
But my prayer was, God, save my dad, save him.
但是我的祷告就是，上帝啊，你要拯救我的父亲。
And 17 years later, God allowed me one opportunity to meet with my dad.
17年以后，上帝给我一个机会，能够和我的父亲相见相遇。
I was no more a lawyer.
我不在那个时候，我不再是一个律师。
No more working in that world.
我不再在世上工作。
I had just given my life to God.
我已经把我的生命献给上帝。
And in one moment that God allowed me with my dad.
就一个时刻，上帝预备让我能够跟我的父亲见面。
I prayed for him.
我为他祷告。
I led him to the Lord.
我带领他信主。
We reconciled.
我们和好如初。
That was on a Saturday night.
那是在一个星期六晚上。
And my dad was so happy.
我的父亲多么的喜乐。
And he said, "Son, tomorrow is a Sunday. I booked the restaurant. All my family alone is 24 people."
他说：“哦，儿子啊，明天呢，我已经订了一座这个晚宴，我请了我家里的人来，总共有24个人。
”And my dad said, "We'll have dinner with the lawyer, and I will rescind or retract the legal document."
他告诉牧师呢，说我们将跟我们的律师一起吃饭，以后我们通过法律正式的方式再恢复我们父子的关系。
I had got married, my dad never seen my wife.
我结婚以后，我的父亲没有见过我的太太。
My elder son was there, my dad has never seen him.
我的长子呢，没有机会见过他的祖父。
And I went back to my wife and shared the good news. Tomorrow is a day of redemption for me.
我跑回去告诉我的太太，明天是个大好，将是个大好的日子。
But on Sunday morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, my father dies and go home.
但是在隔一天呢，星期天早上凌晨3点钟的时候，上帝就把我父亲接回天家。
He suffered a massive heart attack.
因为他心脏病爆发。
But before he died, in his hands, he held my number and he told the cardiologist, call my son, this one who is a pastor.
在他没死之前，他的手里握着的，他牧师的电话，他告诉他要打电话，给牧师。
And I live 20 minutes from the hospital that my dad died.
我住的地方呢，距离那一个医院有20分钟的路途。
I immediately rushed there at 3:00 in the morning.
早上三点，凌晨三点钟的时候，我马上冲到这个医院去。
I felt my dad's body still warm.
当时我看到我父亲的身体的时候，他的身体还有一点温度。
He's 6'7", 268 pounds.
因为他有六尺七寸那么高，这个200多磅。
I lifted every bit of him to God and I shouted to God, "Why, Lord?"
当时我把他的尸体抱起来的时候，我说：“上帝，为什么会这样？”
We never had a chance to receive or to take back that document. I'm still legally not a kid of my family.
我没有机会通过那一个法律的形式正式的恢复我们父子的关系。到现在为止，我还法律上我还不是属于我父亲的孩子。
You know, God is not interested in that paper. He was interested in my father's soul.
你知道吗？上帝不是对那个证书有兴趣，但是上帝所关注的是我的父亲的灵命。
Because my God knew when my dad will die, and He knew when He needed me to go and share the gospel that my dad will be saved.
因为上帝知道我的父亲什么时候会离开这世界上，他知道什么时候必须，什么时候是最好的时候，让我去见我的父亲。
You know, someday your life.Will be moved by God to share with somebody's life that needs the day of salvation before He dies.
你知道吗？有一天，在你的生命中，上帝将会派你去见一些人，来完成他所命定的事。
For those of you who have kids or husbands or wives who are not Christian, keep praying. There is a day for them.
如果我们当中还有一些有伴侣还是孩子还没有信主的话，我们要你要持守持续的为他们祷告。
Everyone, every human being has an appointment with God and a day to be saved.
每一个人跟神都有一个约定的时间，因为上帝已经命定他们生命中有一天他们会得救。
And remember your day of salvation.
你要记得你得救的日子。
The third day of importance.
在生命中第三个重要的日子。
Is we must die.
就是我们会死。
Paul says, "For me to live is Christ; to die is gain."
保罗说：“我活着，现今活着乃是为主，死了是反而是得主。”
Even God tells us in His Word, "There is a day coming when you must die."
总之是上帝也告诉我们，我们的生命中有一天我们将会离开这世界。
Don't be afraid to die.
不要惧怕。对死亡不要紧。
Dying is part of living, friend.
因为死亡呢是得着生命的必经途径。
2008, I shared with you. I was driving to church on a Sunday morning. Windscreen up. I'm singing in my car.
2008, 我跟你分享过，在2008年的时候，有一次我在驾驶的时候
，and I suffered a heart attack on the freeway.
就在高速公路上的时候，我突然间心脏病爆发。
I fly off the road into the oncoming traffic, miss the traffic, get into a petrol station, almost set the station ablaze.
我当时候心脏病爆发的时候，我的车子失控，但是上帝让我错过了迎面而来的车子，结果我整部车子呢撞到一个加油站，差一点引发使到那加油站呢
All I know when I open my eyes, I see the cops banging the car.
当时我只记得，就是我的眼睛一开的时候，看到警察在砸、在敲，尝试要敲开我的车。
And I can hear them telling me open the door, but little did they know I was numb all body that I couldn't even move my hands to open the door.
我听到他们告诉我赶快打开车门，但是他们不知道我当时全身已经瘫痪、已经麻痹，连开门的力量都没有。
When the cop opens the door, he asks me, "Are you drunk?"
当那个警察打开门的时候，第一句话问我。
He said, "Can I breathalyze you?" And I said, "Man, I've got no more oxygen. You take that, I'll die."
What?
Breathalyzer. They wanted to breathalyze
me. 我需不需要给你氧气呢？
And I brought to hospital, and they do an immediate angiogram and find 2 blockages in my heart.
他们把我送到这个急诊室，他们照 X 光以后发现到里头有一些 有骨折。
And the cardiologist tell me, say, "Hey, Reverend, you just missed by a fraction death."
那时候医生告诉我，你就差那么一点点，你就没命了。
And I laugh at him and I said, "My number is not up yet, man."
我还向他笑，我告诉他，我还死不了。
I said, "Heaven can't contain me; they send me back."
啊，因为天堂还容纳不了我，所以把我送回来。我的命定的日子还没有到。
But you know, we all have a day we'll meet our Maker.
你知道吗？我们每一个人都一天，我们将会离开这。
You can do nothing to avoid that day.
你知道吗？当那一天到来的时候，我们生命是如此的脆弱，我们一点抵抗的能力。
You can take all the best health supplements.
你可以吃最好的营养补品。
You can watch your diet like a hawk. You can do anything you want. You will meet that day.
Yeah, 你可以有健康保健，但是有一天你终必死。
You know, yesterday, no, Friday, today's what is Sunday. Friday, I was at the doctor's.
星期五的时候，我去给医生检查。
Every 3 months, I go for a checkup.
每三个月我去做一个健康的。
And then the doctor who's become a good friend of mine, I led him to the Lord.
因为那个医生跟我成了好朋友，我带领他信主。
And while we were talking, he said, "Hey, Reverend," he said, "I've just got some statistics here." I said.1 out of 5 Australians suffers heart attack in a public place, and 90% die.
他就告诉我，他说啊，牧师，我这里有一个数据跟你分享啊，澳洲每5个里头有1个呢就有心脏病，而且99%他们心脏病爆发的时候都会死亡。
And I said, "What are you trying to tell me?"
我就问他，你这么跟我讲是什么意思？
He said, "You're really lucky." I said, "No, I don't believe in luck, man."
他告诉我。你非常的幸运，你是那一把钱。可是我告诉他，作为牧师，我不相信你。
During my heart attack, I suffered 20% a loss of mobility on my left side.
当我遇到车祸的时候呢，我左边的肢体呢有20%不能够操作。
In 1 year, I'm back to normal in all my mobilities, friend.
但是在短短一年的时间呢，上帝就让我全然的恢复我的健康。
You know, we have a time when we would die.
你知道吗？我们每一个人对于一个日子所命定的，我们会离
开。I pray as Christians, you prepare your mind, your heart, your soul, and your spirit for that day.
希望作为基督徒，你能够预备你的心思意念，准备迎接那天的到来。
Today, it doesn't need, you don't need to have sicknesses, you can die.
你知道吗？你不需要生病，你也会离开这世界。
You walk the street and you get somebody who is just pumped up with drugs and alcohol, holding that steering wheel.And he can take your life away.
如果你走在街上的时候，万一有一个酗酒的人，他鲁莽开车的话，他可以撞到你，你就会离开这世界。
Jumping the trams, taking the buses, walking the streets of Melbourne can be as dangerous as having a sickness.
那么搭火车，甚至坐车子、巴士这些等等，随时随地我们都可以离开这世界。
My message to you is: don't fear that.Be prepared for it.
今天给你的信息就是不要惧怕死亡的到来，应该准备。
I remember when I went through that heart attack, and one night I was at home. I woke up and I walked to all 3 my kids' bed and room, and I held each one of them and I said, "God, give me an extension of life that I may see my kids grow up."
当我心脏病爆发以后，以后呢，有一天我就去到我三孩子面前，握住他们的手，我就向神祷告：神啊，请你延长我的时间，好让我能够抚养他们长大。
And that day I was doing my devotion in 2 Kings. He talks of King Hezekiah.
那天我正好读到列王记下那里讲到这个Hezekiah was in Chinese.
How would I know Hezekiah?
西西教。
And Hezekiah was going to die because of a sickness.
西西先王生病了，快要去世。
And he cried and prayed before God.
他就在神面前哀哭、祈求、祷告。
And he told God what he has done with his life for him.
他就告诉上帝，他在他的生命里头为上帝做了些哪些事情。
And the Bible records this.
圣经就把它记录下来。
He said God heard his cry.
圣经说上帝垂听了他的祷告。
And God promised Hezekiah.15 more years.
上帝呢，应许延长了生命有15年之久。
I believe God has given me a lease, an extension of life.
我相信上帝真的是延长了我的生命。
And that's why I'm passionate to bring the message of hope to many who do not know Jesus Christ.
因此，我特别的关注，我特别的注意，把福音救恩带给那些未得之民。
The fourth most important day of our life.
我们第四个生命中第四个重要的日子。
Come on, where's the? Are you coming? This is the day when the day comes. It says that the Lord will come. Amen.
这一个就是。主要再回来的日子。
He says, "Behold, the day comes that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, all that do wicked, shall be stubble. And the day that comes shall burn up," said the Lord of hosts, "that it shall leave them neither root nor branch." It's a judgment day, friend.
马拉基书第四章第一节，万军之耶和华说：“那日临近，势如烧着的火炉，凡狂傲的和行恶的，必如罪及。”在那日必被烧尽，根本枝条亦无存留。
On the third day we die. That's the day we have to. On the fourth day of our life is God will bring judgment.
在第四，我们讲到第三个日子，就是我们每个人会会离开这世界。第四个日子是上帝的审判会临到。
The word judgment is a very frightening word, eh?
你知道吗？这个审判这个字是非常可怕的字。
Any of you have been hauled to court for some crime or anything?
我们当中有没有人犯过错去法庭被审判过？有没有
？In my days as a lawyer, I'm a state prosecutor. I prosecute. I don't defend.
当我在做律师的时候呢，我是这检控官，对吗？我就是那检控官。
And many people fear the prosecutor.
非常多人呢，看到这检控官的时候
，prosecutors don't smile. We never smile.
检控官呢不能够微笑，不能够。
We don't show any emotion.
他们呢没有七情六欲，没有。
The only emotion,
没有感情。
The only emotion we show is we rub our hands. Oh, I've got you now. I'm going to nail you. I'm going to crucify you, man. I'm going to burn you.
他们唯一所表达的情感呢，就是搓这个手的时候，我要来置你于死命。
And this is a psychology that is taught to criminal lawyers. You need to be this way.
原来呢，我们这些律师都是被训练过的，要这样子对待那些人。
So that when the offending party stand before you, it may put fear into him, and he'll never do the crime again if he has a chance.
所以那个犯罪者呢，他们看的时候，他们会吓得吓破胆，以后就从此不敢再重犯。
That's why when I first became a pastor.
所以为什么我当我刚刚开始成为牧者的时候
，My senior pastor used to tell me, "Hey, Miso, smile a bit, careful, you look so fierce."
我的主任牧师就告诉我，哎呀 ，Miso 牧师，你要多微笑一点，你看起来像个关公这样。
He said some of the members complain they are frightened of you.
他们看到你这个铁面无私，看了都怕。
They think you want to eat them.
他们看到你好像要把他们吞噬一样。
He said, "Leave that alone. You got beard and a size. You look so threatening."
再加上你这么高大，再加上你的胡须的话，看起来应该是像保罗。
Because that's part of my training and part of my composure when I do my work out there.
因为那个是我的职业所需要，我被训练成这个样子。
But you know, Judgment Day is the most frightening day for people standing before the judge.
知道吗？在审判的日子呢是非常可怕的，因为我们必须要站在法官前面被审判。
It is at that point we execute or we judicate your punishment.
因为在那一刻呢，就决定一个人是不是要被刑罚还是被释放。
Isn't that true?
是不是
？And someday we're going to stand before God.
有一天，我们每一个人都要站在神的面前。
Make sure you hear this.
确保你听清楚圣经的话。
Welcome.Well done, thou good and faithful servant.
你要听到的是上帝说，欢迎你，你是一个忠心的仆人。
And not this.
而不是听到的。
I never knew you.
你不要听到上帝说，我从来不认识你。
One is an eternal entrance, the other one is an eternal execution.
一个呢是一个永恒进入永恒的生命，一个是进入永恒的惩罚。
So live life with this.Someday I'm going to face God. May I live a life that is transparent and truthful.
因此，我在我们的生命里头，我们要 活出一个真实的生命在神的面前。
You know, you cannot lie to God. You cannot say, God, no, I didn't do it. You cannot lie to Him.
你不能够向上帝撒谎，你不能够告诉上帝，主啊，我没有做这些事。
Because if you read Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3 in the messages to the seven churches,
如果你读到启示录里头第二个第三章那些给七个教会的信息的话，
to every church, the Spirit of God says this.
对每一个教会，圣灵这么说。
He says, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know.
每一间教会。圣灵对他们说话的时候都说，我知道你曾经做了什么，我知道你做了什么。
God is all knowing, He knows everything.
上帝是全知的，他知道所有发生的一些事。
You know, it is encouraging to know my God knows everything. Isn't that good?
当你知道上帝知道所有一切事，所有发生事，是不是对我们而言是很安慰的事？
But it's also a daunting fear. God knows the sins of your secret.He knows, even before your mind conjures that thought, He knows.
甚至在你的心思意念还没有成型之前，上帝早已经知道了。
Even before your mouth speak that lie, He knows.
在你还没有讲出你的话语之前，上帝早已经知道。
He says, I know.
他说我知道。
The last day of our life that we need to remember is this, the fifth one.
在生命中最后一个重要的日子。
Jesus is going to come back. Amen?
就是耶稣将要回来。
Jesus is going to come back.
耶稣将要回来。
That's why we do communion. Communion reminds us Jesus is going to come home.
这就是为什么我们要守圣餐，因为圣餐提醒我们耶稣将要回来。
You know, my youngest one is no more little, he's a big young man. When he was younger and I used to travel and do ministry worldwide, whenever I call home, he will ask me, he will say, Daddy, when are you coming home?
当他小的时候，当我到不同的地方去做上帝的工作的时候，当我打电话的时候，他第一句就问我，
爸
爸，你什么时候要回来？
And I'll ask him why. He said, I miss you, Daddy.
我问他为什么，他说因为我想念你。
I said, what part of me do you miss?
我就问他，你想念我的什么东西？
He said, I like the funny part of you.
我想念你那个幽默的一面。
Most of my kids don't like the serious part of me.
通常我的孩子都不喜欢我严肃的一面。
I'm a bit German still deep inside.
因为我是有这个德国正统的血统。
But I'm not a Nazis.
不过我不是那个。
But I'm a very serious person. I'm a very strong disciplinarian in life.
我不是迫害犹太人的那一些坏人。
And I will not ask my kids to do things that I don't do.
我不做的事情，我自己不做的事情，我不要求我的孩子去做。
And I will sit down and rationalize and logically explain to them things.
我会坐下来跟他们分析东西。
And I always tell them, at the end of the day, you will lose because Daddy's a lawyer, you are not. So just give up arguing, accept everything.
我告诉他，你不要跟我争吵，因为我是一个律师。最终呢，你一定是输定的。
But let me ask you, church, are you excited that Jesus is going to come back?
我问弟兄姐妹，你们想到耶稣再来的日子，你欢喜吗？
He said, I'm coming quickly.
他说我很快我就要回来了。
I'm not dragging my feet. I'm coming with excitement. I am accelerating my come to you.
耶稣说，我带着欢喜的心，回来。
You know, sometimes we sing, come. We sing songs that invite Jesus to come. And then when we talk as if we don't want him to come.
有些时候我们唱诗了，主啊，快点来，快点来。其实心里面呢，我们是想主啊，不要来得太快。
But my question to you today is, He is coming. Are you ready? Are you prepared?
我要问你的问题是，主耶稣要再来，你预备好了吗？
How many of you have had your homes broken in?
我们当中多少人家里曾经进贼？
Nothing, no one. You got it.
一个。
When you Asians put what?Fences and barbed wire and everything.
亚洲人放很多铁窗，好像剪毛这样。
Have you ever had a robber call your house and say, "Hey, Jason"?
我们有没有一个贼呢打电话给 Jason 说 ，Jason，
I tell you what, tonight at 11:45, I'm coming to smash your window. I'm going to come in and rob your computers. I'm going to come in and kick your butt. I'm going to... Does a robber call and tell you this?
你说有没有一个贼可能的打电话给 Jason 说，我今天晚上11点要来砸你的门，要来偷你的电脑？
You know why? If he told you, you will be prepared with a big club, eh?
如果贼这么告诉你，你就找准备好一个铁棒。
One day I went home and I opened my house door and I heard noises and I thought my wife, I'm talking to her. Little did I know somebody's robbing the house. And apparently that robber knew which family live here. He knew my wife being a small little Asian girl. So he thought the husband must be a small little monkey with ears and...
看来那个贼呢，相当熟悉我们家的情形。他知道我的太太是亚洲人和高度不是很高的。他以为他的丈夫也是如此。
Suddenly, when he kicked the door and he saw me, he got shocked, and I pushed him right across the balcony, and I pinned him down, and he said, "Man, do you live here?" He thought I'm part of the robbery too, eh? I said, "Do you live here, man?" I said, "This is my house."
他看到我的时候呢，他吓了一跳。那我就把他推倒在那个阳台上，我就把他按在地上。他问我，你住在这里吗？他以为我是另外一个贼。
You know why he thought? Because I wore T-shirt and I have tattoos, and he thought, "Man, these guys also two guys broke into the same house." Let's fight over the loot.
这个 T-shirt 呢，我身上有刺青，他以为哇，又有一个贼要来偷这间洗街。
But later I discovered this guy was a drug addict that came to my house and I used to help him, and somewhere he got off the rails and he thought he'd come back here and rob. But he never knew that I lived there. Just imagine, he was so drugged up he didn't even know that was my house.
后来我才知道，原来那个贼呢是一个吸毒者，我曾经帮助过他，他不知道我住在那里，所以他来偷东西。
You know, Jesus said I'll come back like a thief.
知道吗？耶稣说，我回来的日子要像贼来的日子一样。
I won't give you a call.
我不会预先的通知你。
I won't even give you a whiff of what is going to happen.
我甚至不会给你一些提示。
And I'll come back.
我突然间就回来了。
And I hope you're ready.
我希望你已经预备好了。
Because when he walks through that door, all times stand still, friend.
你知道吗？当耶稣来到我们当中的时候，时间将会停止。
There's no chance to say, "God, give me 5 minutes more." The moment He reached planet Earth, all time will stop.
你知道吗？当耶稣再来到世上的时候呢，我们没有可能再讨价还价，要多少分钟，时间将会终止。
My challenge to you as a Christian.
我给你的挑战，作为基督徒。
I don't believe in the Mayan calendar.
我不相信。
Mayan calendar, which is the one that they measure 2012 as the end of the world.
我不相信那个日历说2012年是世界末日。
But what if Jesus came back in 2012? Are you ready?
万一耶稣真的在今年回来的话，你预备好了吗？
Would you be ready if he stood before you?
你预备好能够站在神的面前吗？
What would your cry be?
你要怎样叫着？
Will you rejoice?
你会喜乐吗？
You get into severe shock?
还是你会非常的诧异，非常的惊讶？
Or will you be filled with regret?
还是你会充满着后悔？
These are days that are ordained in our lives and in our existence, friend.
这一些都是上帝在我们生命中所命定的日子。
You have been born.
你出生的日子。
You have received Jesus in your life.
你得救的日子。
You haven't died yet.
你还没死。
You haven't faced judgment.
你还没有面对审判。
Jesus hasn't come back.
耶稣还没回来。
So 2 out of 5 days have been accomplished already.
5个日子里头有2个已经成就了。
So the countdown has begun. You got 3 more days, 3 more events in life.
再算一算，还有3个重要的日子。
Are you prepared as a church?
你预备好了吗？
Many of us Christians can do a lot of things, but still not be accepted in the kingdom of God.
你知道吗？身为基督徒，我们可以做很多事情，但是我们不一定能够进入天国。
Matthew 7:21-23 says this: They saw people doing things, and they told Jesus, "Jesus, they are delivering, prophesying, healing, praying."
在马太七章 那里说到他，许多人告诉主，哦，这些人不是奉你的名做许多的事情。
But you know what his answer was?
你知道耶稣给的答案不是什么吗
？I never knew them.
我不认识他们。
You could be doing a lot of things, thinking it's for the Lord.
你可能做很多事情，你认为你是在为主做。
But actually, it's not for him.
但是不是为主而做。
That's why Romans 12 says, "Better you know the will of God."
因此，在罗马书第十二章那里说，宁可我们晓得上帝的旨意。
And the will of God is this.
上帝的旨意就是。
That none should perish, that everyone be brought to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
就是上帝不愿一人沉沦，但愿万人得救，每一个人都能够得到救恩。
Make this year,
让今年
a year where you lead at least one person to the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
希望你立定心志，你至少能够带领一个人来相信耶稣。
Let me tell you, we cannot save people, leave alone saving ourselves.
我必须告诉你，我们没有办法去拯救别人。
My Bible says salvation belongs to the Lord.
因为圣经说救恩是属于上帝的。
But my Bible tells me I can't save, but I can share.
圣经告诉我们，我们不能够拯救别人，但是我们能够跟别人分享救恩。
Paul says in his word, one till the ground, one plant the seed, one waters, but Jesus Christ brings life to them.
保罗告诉我们，有人栽种，有人浇灌。但是上帝的灵叫这个叫他们生长。
If you don't plant the seed, then even somebody waters, nothing is going to come out.
如果你不去播种的话，没有人浇灌的话，那生命就没有成长。
Start planting seeds, friend.
我要鼓励你，赶快把福音的种子给播种出去。
Start sharing the good news that Jesus loves.
开始把耶稣是爱这个好消息去跟别人分享。
The shortest, the simple, yet most powerful sermon is Jesus loves you.
你知道吗？最简短、最有力的讲道。
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in it will have eternal life.
因为神爱世人，甚至将一切信他的，将他独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And the Bible says, if we show love, love covers a multitude of our sins.
甚至说，如果我们有爱的话，那就遮掩许多的罪过。
You have these days in your life.
我们有生命里头有这些日子。
What are you going to do with it?
你要怎么样使用你的日子
？It's going to come.
你知道这些日子会来的。
What will the outcome be when it comes to your life?
当它来到的时候，它的结果是怎么样
？Let's look to the Lord in prayer.
让我们一同祷告。
May the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ just inspire our hearts.
愿上帝主耶稣基督的恩惠来充满我们的心。
Lord, remind us that you sent Jesus to die because He loved this world.
上帝，请你提醒我们，你把你的爱子耶稣基督赐给我们，因为你爱我们。
Jesus did not come to judge this world.
耶稣来不是为了要惩罚我们。
But He came to love this world, Lord.
他来乃是爱我们，拯救我们。
Jesus didn't come to pronounce judgment over us.
耶稣来并不是要来判我们死刑。
He came to proclaim a way out, Lord.
他来为要告诉我们得救的永生之道。
And many of us sitting down here have been recipients of that grace, O Lord.
我们坐在这里的许多人，我们已经成为永生的承受者。
And may we never become selfish and comfortable with it, Lord.
帮助我们，好让我们不会成为自私，不会闲懒。
But may we be carriers and distributors of this love and grace, O Lord.
让我们成为一个传递这个上帝爱的一个使者。
I pray for this year, Lord.
主啊，我们为着今年来祷告。
We do not know what it beholds for us, Lord.
我们需要。不知道你为我们预备了些什么。
There's so many uncertainties.
生命里头有很多不肯定的事情。
So much of fears, Lord.
有许多我们会畏惧的事情。
But we can take comfort in your word. You said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
但是我们可以从你的话语中得到安慰，因为主应许我们，你永远不会离弃我们。
He says, no matter, even though you walk through the valley, the shadow of death, I'll be there with you.
纵使我们行过走过那死荫的幽谷，你必与我们同在。
He says, I love you with an everlasting love.
因为神说的以永恒的爱来爱我。
He says he engraves our names on the palm of his hands.
因为上帝说你把我们的名字刻在你的手板上。
And he calls us the apple of his eye.
你把我们当作是可贵的。
What love he has for us, friend.
主，我们谢谢你给我们的爱。
And the heart of God is that we take this love to the lost world.
帮助我们能够把这样的盼望带给他世上的世界。
Who may in turn,
好让他们也能够
enjoy this love.
享受上帝的爱。
Father, challenge each one of us this year, Lord.
父神，求你挑战我们这里的每一个人。
To make our days count for you, Lord.
好叫我们为着你，我们数算我们的日子。
That we will make a difference in people's lives, Lord.
好让我们能够在别人的生命中留下美好的见证。
And I pray, Lord, that this church,
主，我为的是这个教会来祷告。
Will be a church that is God dependent.
让教会成为一个依靠上帝的教会。
That this will be a church that draws its strength from you, Lord.
好让教会成为向神支取力量的教会。
That this church will be a lighthouse, a beacon, Lord.
好让教会成为一盏明灯，一个灯塔。
That will bring into realization to the community that there is a day of salvation for them.
使住在这附近的人也能够明白到，他们生命中神已经为他们预备了救恩的日子。
Bless every leader in this church.
求你们赐福这个教会。
Make them men and women, Lord, who fear the Lord.
使他们成为敬畏耶和华的子民。
Make them men and women, Lord.
成为你自己的子民。
That will walk in obedience to your word, O Lord.
好让他们成为降服在主你旨意之下的子民。
Make them men and women, O Lord.
使他们成为属灵的弟兄和姐妹。
That will show the love of God.To this world, O Lord.
能够向世界来显示上帝的爱。
I pray this in your most precious name, O Lord.
我们如此祷告，是奉靠耶稣最宝贵的名求。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen, Church.
Amen.
Have a blessed year. Amen.
愿你有蒙福的一年。